ॐ ज्ञान तिमिरांध्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत् गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कांटो एंड पार्ट ऑफ चैप्टर 16 सम वर्सेस 5-6 वर्सेस एंड अगेन वी विल स्टार्ट इन टेक्स्ट चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 1-5। सो फर्स्ट आई विल रीड प्रीवियस वर्सेस आई विल ट्रांसलेशन एंड देन विल कम come to point of repetition. Chapter 16 and text 59, I will read translation. Remembering the great trouble found in the field of activities performed for fruitful results and remembering how one receives the reverse of the results one desires, whether from material action or from fruitive activities recommended in the Vedic literature, an intelligent mind should cease from the desire for fruitive action. For by such endeavors one cannot achieve the ultimate goal of life. On the other hand, if one acts without acts without desires for fruitive results. In other words, if one engages in devotional activities, he can achieve the highest goal of life, which with freedom from miserable conditions. Considering this, one should cease from material desire. And text next. As husband and wife, a man and woman plans together to attain happiness and decrease unhappiness, working jointly in many ways, but because their activities are full of desires, these activities are never a source of happiness and they never diminish distress. On the contrary, they are cause of great unhappiness. Next. One should understand that the activities of person who are proud of their material experience bring only results contradictory to those such person conceive while awake, sleeping, and deeply sleeping. One should further understand that the spirit soul, although very difficult for the materialist to perceive, is above all these conditions, and by the strength of one's discrimination, one should give up the desire for fruitive result. In the present life and in the next, thus becoming experienced in transcendental knowledge, one should become my devotee. Person who try to reach the ultimate goal of life must expertly observe the Supreme Absolute Person and the living entity who are one in quality in their relationship as part and whole. This is the ultimate understanding of life. There is no better truth than this. And the next one. O King, if you accept this conclusion of mine, being unattached to material enjoyment, adhering to me with great faith and thus becoming proficient and fully aware of knowledge and its practical application in life, you will achieve the highest perfection by attaining me. And the final verse of this chapter. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, after thus instructing Chitraketu and assuring him of perfection in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Spiritual Master, the Supreme Soul, Samkarsan, disappeared from that place as Chitraketu looked on. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 6th canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Supreme Lord. And the text, chapter 17, text first I will read. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, after offering obeisances to the direction from which Ananta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has disappeared, Chitraketu began traveling in outer space as the head of the Vidyadharaj. And then text 2 and 3. Being praised by the great sages and saints and by inhabitants of Siddha Loka and Charana Lok, Chitraketu, the most powerful mystic yogi, wandered about enjoying life for millions of years. With bodily strength and senses free from deterioration, he traveled within the valley of Sumeru Mountain, which is place of perfection for various kinds of mystic power. In those valley, he can enjoy life with the women of Vidyadhar Loka by chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Hari. And there is small, very tiny purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is to be understood that Maharaj Chitraketu, although surrounded by beautiful women from Vidyadhar Lok, did not forget to glorify the Lord by chanting the holy name of the Lord. It has been proved in many places that one who is not contaminated by any material conditions, who is a pure devotee, engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord, should be understood to be perfect. And then 5.6 Ekadasa Bhimanena Vishnu Dattena Bhasvata Grisham Dadrishe Gakshan Paritah Paritam Siddha Charane. And please repeat after me.
Alingya Kritam Devim Alingyam Kritam Devim Bahunam Munisansadi Vacha Devya Srinamantya Jahaso Chaishta Dantike Alingyangi Kritam Devim Bahunam Munisansadi Vacha Devya Srinamantya Jahaso Chaita Dantike Alingyangi Kritam Devim Vahunam Munisansadi Vacha Devya Srinamantya Jahaso Chaita Dantike Alingyangin Kritam Devim Bahunam Munisansadi Vacha Devya Srinamantya Jahaso Chaita Dantike Alingya Embracing Angi Kritam, sitting on his lap, Devim, his wife, Parvati, Bahunam, with his arm, Muni Sansadi, in the presence of great saintly persons, Uvacha, he said, Devyaha, while the goddess Parvati Srinvantya was hearing Jahasa, he laughed Uchahe very loudly Tad Antike in the vicinity. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. One time while King Chitraketu was traveling in outer space on a brilliantly effulgent airplane given to him by Lord Vishnu, He saw Lord Shiva surrounded by Siddhas and Charanas. Lord Shiva was sitting in an assembly of great saintly persons and embracing Parvati on his lap with his arm. Chitraketu laughed loudly and spoke within the hearing of Parvati. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in this connection, Bhaktim Bhutim Harihidatva Sva Vichedanu Sva Vichedanu Bhuyate Devyaha Shapena Vritratvam Nitvatam Swantike Nayat. The purport is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted to bring Chitraketu to Vaikuntha Lok as soon as possible. The Lord's plan was that Chitraketu be cursed by Parvati to become Vritrasura, so that in next life he could quickly return home back to Godhead. There have been many instances in which a devotee acting as a demon has been brought to the kingdom of God by mercy of the Lord. For Parvati to be embraced by Lord Shiva was natural in a relationship between husband and wife. This was nothing extraordinary for Chitraketu to see. Nonetheless, Chitraketu laughed loudly to see Lord Shiva in that situation, even though he should not have done so. Thus he was eventually cursed in this curse, and this curse was the cause of his returning home back to Godhead. So this part of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the activities of Chitraketu and same times about Vritrasura. In previous verses, we understand that Chitraketu was such a highly elevated personality. He has privilege, his opportunity to get direct association of Devasinarada. He was fortunate enough to get direct association of Narada, the topmost preacher, topmost devotee of the universe. And not only association, he got sublime instruction from Devarshi Narada. Not only instruction, but he got the blessings of Devarshi Narada and Angira Rishi both. Not only that, according to instruction he followed, he engaged himself in devotional service. And not that he was engaged in devotional service, he got the highest perfectional stage possible in human form of life. That was directly he was able to see Sankarsana the face to face. Narada ji given him instruction and mantra. He chanted very seriously and he was able to see the darshan. He was able to have the audience darshan of Sankarsana Dev directly. And then not only that, after that happened, Sankarsana, he offered a highly elevated, very nice prayer in glorification of Sankarsana Dev, and towards the end, in return, Sankarsana Dev was highly pleased, extremely pleased with Chitraketu, and then he also blessed him. Previous verse talks about Gyan Vigyan Sampanno Dharaya Nasu Siddhyasi. Sankarsana Dev, towards the end, very much satisfied, pleased with Chitraketu. You will be equipped, you will be situated in Jnana, knowledge, and Vijnana, its practical application. You will be situated with Jnana and Vijnana, completely merged in the devotional service. And then, Dharayan Asu Siddhyasi, very quickly, जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्री ल प्रभुपाद की देन समकर्षण देव गेव हिम ब्लेसिंग्स दैट सून ऑफकोर्स ही वॉज परफेक्टली सिचुएटेड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस स्टिल Sankarsana Dev told him, bless him that very soon you will be situated in highest perfectional stage of devotional service. And also gave assurance that soon you will come back to me. You will be able, you will qualified enough to enter my planet, Vaikuntha planet. And while Lord Sankarsana Dev, Vishnu was talking,
ultimately Lord Vishnu disappeared while Samkarsana, while Chitraketu was looking on the form, transcendental, beautiful form of Samkarsana Dev, there Lord Samkarsana disappeared. And then Srimad Bhagavatam described that he became very much disappointed, become Lord become the out of vision of Chitraketu, was lamenting, and then he offered options in the direction where Lord Vishnu has disappeared. So this was the his elevation part, very highly elevated personality. In beginning he was in trouble, materialist, has so much full of material desire, but by the mercy of Devarshi Narada and Angira, and by mercy of Samkarsana Dev, he got highest perfectional stage. This chapter talks about somehow, at least superficially or externally, fall down of Chitraketu. That was elevation part, got instruction in association and blessings of Samkarsana Dev, situated in practical gyan vigyan sampanna. Gyan, he was aware with the principle of religious religion, devotional service. Not only he was aware, he was vigyan, situated in that position. Gyan vigyan sampanna. And then here comes, I will. So, sa laksham, Lord Vishnu Samkarsana Dev gave him a celestial airplane, big airplane. And sa laksham verse, he was given the airplane and his bodily extent, his body and senses were free from any deterioration, full extent, bodily extent, and sensual extent. And with that situation, he enjoyed life in the airplane, and he was associated with a woman from Vidyadhar planet. Vidyadhar woman, thousands of women he was associating with, and with a highly, very Bhaswatai, very brilliant, brilliant effulgent airplane was there, along with those wives. The women, they are not wife, a thousand they were number, Vidyadhari. Vidyadhar woman from Vidyadhar planet. And simply he was enjoying the life in the company of celestial woman, Vidyadhari. he has privilege, he has opportunity to go the different places. Even the heavenly planet, in the valley of the mountain, simply by going those places, all your sankalp would be immediately fulfilled. If you have any desire, spiritual desire, and simply go in that vicinity, in that area, your desire would be fulfilled immediately. So he got up and he was going there, different type, different valley. Reme Vidya Dharashtri Bhir. But one saving quality in characteristics of Chitraketu was that always, though he was associating with women, always he was engaged in chanting the name of Lord Vishnu, Kirtan. Those women, they were also engaged in chanting Kirtan, they were doing Kirtan, always performing Kirtan, and same time Chitraketu was. That was the plus point in his character. he was associating with celestial women, Apsara, Vidyadhari, but same time he was Abhivi Gayan Harim Ishwaram. Always he was engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Vishnu. And then Ekada Sa Vimanena. Once upon a time, Ekada, one time, so Vimanena, that Viman with airplane, Vishnu Dattena, that airplane was directly given by Vishnu. He did not purchase that airplane, not that somewhere it was manufactured in some company. Vishnu Dattena Vimanena. Viman, airplane, directly given by Vishnu. Bhaswata, very brilliantly effulgent. And while he was traveling on the sky, hovering on the valley of the mountain, Kailash, he saw Girisham Dadrise Gakshan. While he was traveling on outer space, he saw Lord Shiva sitting in that valley, one place. Paritam Siddhacharane, Shiva was not alone sitting there. Paritah, Shiva was surrounded by Siddha, Muni, Charan. Big, big saintly person were surrounded. They were surrounded. Shiva was surrounded by saintly person there. And great assembly of saintly person was there. Shiva was sitting. And this verse talks about Alingyang Angi Kritam. Shiva, in midst of the saintly person, Shiva was sitting. He was the main speaker, the speaker for the assembly. He was the CM of the assembly. CM, na? CM kahte hain? Master, MC, sorry. Shiva, MC of Alingyam Kritam. First ever Lord God Parvati was sitting in the lap of Lord Shiva. Great saintly person is seated, Narada and Vedvyas, many, many people, Siddhacharan. And he was sitting on Vyasasana Shiva. And Parvati, almost half naked, she has not even proper clothes, she was sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva. And not only that, Lord Shiva, Bahuna, it appears that with one bahu, one arm, Shiva has embraced Parvati. Angi Kritam, Shiva sitting in a lap of Shiva, and Shiva was embracing. Alingya, embracing. Muni Sansadi, this was situation below the valley. The plane was upper outer space and Shiva was sitting. When Chitraketu saw this awkward position of Lord Shiva, Vacha Devyah Srinata, he spoke, before speaking, he jahas uccha, he laughed very loudly. Srinvantya, every single person of that assembly were listening, especially Parvati. In order to catch the attention of Parvati, he laughed very loudly and then spoke directly. This was the situation. Shiva was in situation. So here comes that we said this subject matter for discussion. What he would have done, Chitraketu. I will read what he spoke. First he addressed, laughed very loudly and then started to, Esta Lok Guru Sakshat Dharma Vakta Sarivina. This person, Lord Shiva, is Lok Guru. He is the spiritual master for whole universe. Guru. Sakshat Dharma Vakta, directly like speaker, preacher of the Dharma. He has initiated religious principle. Aste Mukhya Sabhaya, now he is situated in Sabha, in assembly of highly elevated spiritualist. Mithuni Bhuya Sabharya, and same time he is embracing his wife. Jatadhara, he Jatadhar, Tivra Tapaha, engaged in extreme type of austerity. Brahmavadi Sabhapati, and he is like the head of the Sabha, assembly of the Brahmavadi Transcendentalist. Angi Kritya Sriyam Chaste, and in the middle, in the midst of the saintly person, Sadhu assembly, Angi Kritya Sriyam, he has embracing his own wife, Parvati. Gata Hri, Shamelessly, he has no any shame what he is doing, what you are doing. Prakrito yatha. Are even the prakriti, even general people in general, when they meet their wife, they seek some privacy in private places, not like openly, publicly embracing. Prayasa prakritasyapi istriyam rahasya virvati. Even people in general, they follow the general etiquette. That if they want to see their wife, they want to associate that they seek some private place, secluded place, solitary place. And that's Lord Shiva, such a great personality. Mahabrata Dhara Vibharti, directly enjoying his wife in the midst of the saintly person, Sadasi Istriyam. This he spoke. So we have to talk about whether it was good for him or not. Prabhupada in every purport, Prabhupada has supported Lord Shiva. Though Prabhupada have never criticized Chitraketu, Prabhupada said, he is a very nice person, a great devotee, he has no bad intention. But when comes to supporting, Prabhupada supports Lord Shiva. Even though such an awkward position, such a situation, but still Chitraketu should not have done so. So in this purport, one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada talks that Chitraketu was a great devotee, no doubt, highly elevated persona. He could understand the greatness of Lord Shiva. Though Lord Shiva was embracing his wife, she was sitting in his lap, still Shiva was not disturbed, not agitated at all, unaffected, such a greatness of Lord Shiva. So, jokingly, as a friend, Chitraketu talking about this, not like, he was not envious, he did not minimize the importance of Lord Shiva, rather he was appreciating the greatness of Lord Shiva, such an awkward position. Still, Shiva was not agitated at all, unaffected with the situation. So, in people in general, he was talking that, see, though Lord Shiva did not follow the proper etiquette, but Lord Shiva's position was above the etiquette, material rules and regulations. So, he should not have spoken like that, such a harsh word for Lord Shiva. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita Vedic literature, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bhujar. Even the highly scholarly person, they don't understand the Kriya, activity and mudra of a Vaishnava. So Shiva was such an elevated position. Not that he should be criticized, Lord Shiva should not be criticized in any circumstances. In Vedic literature, we know that about Shiva, Vaishnava Nam Yatha Shambhu. Shambhu, Lord Shiva is the topmost Vaishnava, greatest Vaishnava, the devotee of Lord. For a powerful person, apparently, sometimes he appears that his behavior is not up to a standard. He is not following etiquette. Still, we should not dare to criticize a Vaishnava. In one of the purport here, Srila Prabhupada writes that the sun, the sky, he drinks the urine also. While with the rays, the urine is evaporated by the rays of sun. In one sense, the sun is drinking the urine from the filthy place. Still, sun is not contaminated at all. It remains always pure. In fire, many dirty things put there, and fire consumes everything. But still, fire is not become polluted by any impurity. So similarly, even though Lord Shiva was in such a position, but Lord Shiva was absolutely unaffected, he was not agitated at all. So this is the greatness of Lord Shiva. However,
how come that Chitraketu did this? So Srila Prabhupada in this purport quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This was directly the plan of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu very desperately wanted that Chitraketu should return in Vaikuntha planet immediately soon. For that reason, Vishnu inspired, Sankarsana Dev inspired him to apparently criticize Lord Shiva so that he could be cursed, and by curse he would get Vritratram. He becomes the Vritrasura and demon, and immediately he will return back to Vaikuntha planet. So here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada quoted that very celebrated verse written by Vishwanath Chakravarti, Bhaktim Bhuktim Harim Dattva. Hari, Krishna, Samparshana Dev, Lord Vishnu, gave Chitraketu Bhaktim, pure devotional service, and same time Bhuktim, bhog, sense gratification, opportunity for sense gratification. And swa vichedena, by his own mercy gave, and devya shapena vritartvam. It was planned that by the shap, by the curse of Devi Parvati, he got vritartvam. He got the body of the demon, and again he returned back to Vaikuntha Loka. So this was the plan of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. So sometimes a Vaishnava also, it apparently appears that he is acting against the rules and regulations, or his behavior is substandard, or he does not follow the proper etiquette. Still, we should not dare to criticize a Vaishnava or any person. So, though he was a great devotee, and apparently this criticism became the cause, because fell down from his highly elevated situation, and then he became Vritrasura. Of course, it is description, Vedic literature, Bhagavatam describe that Chitraketu devotional service were completely intact. Completely, not only intact, but it was to some extent it was increased when he went in the body of Vritrasura. Our previous chapter described the glorious death of Vritrasura. Vritrasura was the midst of the battlefield in the war, but his flow of his consciousness was completely directed to Lord Vishnu. He was such an awkward position. Every time whether win or lose, the risk of life in the middle of the war, in the middle of the battle, in the middle of that awkward position, he was always, his flow of his consciousness was completely directed in the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu wanted, Krishna wanted that soon Vritrasura should return to Vaikuntha planet. For that reason, he was put in a such an awkward position that he dared criticize Lord Shiva. Otherwise, he should not have done. So we know in general, we should not become enthusiastic to correct some highly elevated Vaishnava. You know, few days we were celebrating the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi used to keep three small murti, deity, monkey. And it was his practice every day, he was putting in the altar in his table. And one monkey has just closed his eyes, another. So he was, every day he wanted to reminded by the monkey, by the deity, that we should not very much into. If there is something wrong, we should close our eyes and don't see and don't hear any criticism from him, and should not speak as well. So Vritrasura
His guru was sitting in the assembly. Narada was sitting, Vyasa was, many simple persons were sitting. Lord Shiva was surrounded by saintly person. They were quite silent. They were not doing. Even though he criticized, still they were sitting there. In one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada talks about Prabhupada somehow or other, Prabhupada has appreciated Chitraketu also. But he was not like enviously criticizing. Rather, in a joking way, he was talking the importance, the greatness of Lord Shiva. See, that such a position Lord Shiva is sitting, still he is not agitated at all. So, Prabhupada sometime, he was okay. Otherwise, Chitraketu would have criticized Lord Shiva, Narad, Vyas and other saintly persons, they would have not tolerated at all. Because they were highly elevated personality. They would have closed their ear or they have run away from there. But they were still sitting there. Means Chitraketu was simply there, jokingly he was. He was not so much serious about Lord Shiva. Rather, Prabhupada one time he was appreciating that such a position, Krishna, Lord Shiva could maintain his Krishna consciousness, pure devotion for Krishna. While his wife was sitting in her lap, his lap, and she was embracing, still Shiva could maintain his Krishna consciousness completely. So still, we should not be very much enthusiastic to correct someone. Though sometimes a great Vaishnava, or even ordinary Vaishnava, they may not, apparently they may not be acting to this standard of etiquette, still we should fold our hand and offer our senses. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about even the sun, if approach or drinks the urine in the filthy place, still sun is uncontaminated, pure. Fire is pure in any circumstances. So we should also consider the Vaishnava. Vaishnava era kriya mudra vigya na buja. Sometimes a highly elevated, learned personality fail to understand the activities of the Vaishnava. So after all, it was planned. Still, Prabhupada talks about, still, Chitraketu should not have done so. He should not have criticized Lord Shiva. So this was situation. And then he was cursed also, you know. He was cursed by Parthi. Lord Shiva was smiling. Saintly person, they were very much there. They could not understand what to speak. But being a woman, Parvati could not appreciate, becomes very angry and immediately she cursed. You dare to correct Lord Shiva, your guru is sitting right here. He is not speaking anything. What you think? All the saintly person, even Lord Brahma, never dare to criticize. Lord Brahma worship Shiva. My husband, your spiritual master Narada is sitting right in front of him. He is not telling anything. You dare to correct my husband? You demon, you don't deserve to be in the shelter of Lord Vishnu. Immediately you become a demon. And that happened also, he become. However, I am not sure whether I presented it in a proper way or not. I have many limitations. Main limitation is my language, English language, and other limitation also. However, I would like to hear from your side any question, correction, or any comment.
Accelerated his return back to Godhead. Why Ritrasura, that birth, was required in order for him to go back to Godhead?
Yes, the question is, how come that Chitraketu become Vritrasura demon and still he maintained or his devotional service was increased? So what was the good in that body? Why not he completed his devotional as a Chitraketu, as a highly how come that he need to become a demon and then return back home back to Godhead? Okay. Question is clear. One time in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sisupal, in the incident of Sisupal, Naradji has given one thing that our intensity, we always intensely think about. If we in devotion, in the love also we can think. But when we develop enmity for some person, then our intensity for thinking becomes more extremely powerful. So by favor, bhakti, that's also one way to direct our flow of consciousness in the towards that Krishna. But a person has become enemy, then enmity, that intensity of desire becomes very strong. So when Vritrasur become like enemy, asura, then he was thinking about demigod and the supporter of demigod, that was Vishnu. So that is the reason why in the herein we see that Chitraketu is such a highly elevated personality. Though he was engaged in singing, glorifying Lord Vishnu, still it is not very much like a glorious or very much beautiful to associate the heavenly woman, always surrounded by women and then singing. Of course, singing part was good, kirtan. But what need was there to thousands of women always associating? At least sometimes he must have seen those wives, those women. So when favorably, so this was the wrong part. Such a highly got the association of Lord Naradji, instruction of Lord Narad, and then Narad Rishi, and again association and blessings of Sankarsan Dev. Still, Biman, airplane, and the airplane was full of the women, celestial women, and here and there moving here and in here. Not any description that he went any holy places. Such an opportunity, such a great devotee God. First of all, what was the need to have such an opulent airplane? That was also part of sense gratification, his part. And then women, and then visiting where? In that very nice geographically, climatically, but very nice valley, mountain valley. For that reason, he deserved to be cursed and bereft of all opulence and again engaged in devotional service. I don't think I answered properly. However, any other question you have? Nal Kubar and Mani Grib, they were sons of Kuber. Kuber is demigod, treasurer of the heavenly planet, such a wealth. and his son Nal Kubar Madigri such a, not only that, they become the associate parsad of Lord Shiva and their pride was increased. Janmai Swaraja Sruta Sribhi, Janma, sons of Kuber, richest person of this universe. That was good enough for increasing proud. Not only that, they become associates. Shiva Parsad. Shivji ke gano mein ki ginti hone lagi thi. Everyone knowing that they are great devotee of Lord. And then their pride and everything was boundlessly increased. They went to Himalaya, Ganga. And there in Alaknanda near Badrinath. Many women, naked, absolutely naked, they entered in the water of Ganga. Tirtha place, or such was Kailas, Badrinath, Kshetra, Tirtha. And in water, naked, along with the women. So much so their shamelessness, Shiva passed through. And the women, they were somewhere, they have some etiquette, they came out, they put their dress, put their cloth on their body. And he was thinking, they were thinking, why sadhu should come in this direction? He had no other way, he could have gone other way. What right he had to come in this direction? We are enjoying. He has no any sense that we are sitting, we are taking bath naked. He should have gone other direction. Why he is coming in this direction? So they found in the Shiva, Narada. So they were, their pride was reduced in a fraction of a second. So Naraji cursed them, you foolish sons of Kubera, associates of Lord Shiva, dare to remain naked in front of a saintly person, you become a tree, you need not any clothes. And they were intelligent. As soon as they heard the curse, they understand the seriousness of the curse. Immediately they both grabbed the feet of Naradji and begged for forgiveness. And Sadhu, though he was angry, but in a fraction of a second, his heart was melted. And that Naradji provided best possible boon. Now, since I have uttered the curse has come out from my lip, so you have to take birth as a tree. But I bless you, you will take birth in Braj, Vrindavan. Not only any place in Vrindavan, in the court of Mother Yashoda. Not only that, Krishna, he is going to appear, and in due course, he will play beneath you. You both were there, Krishna will play. Not only, but sometimes Krishna will try to climb up, and he will deliver you. So, association of saintly person, sometimes it appears that it curse, but it becomes the highest, purest, biggest benediction for Nal Kubar and Manigripa.